Previously on Algoa FM.
Time for us to get into the Friday Music Club, and he's no stranger to Algoa FM's airwaves. Dylan John, singer, songwriter, and producer, born and raised in Kopega. Welcome to the Friday Music Club, Dylan.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Fantastic. Dylan John sounds like a stage name already. Is that your real name or is it a stage name? Just tell us more about Dylan John.
Dylan John, that is 100% my real name.
Yeah, wow.
Straight government name, yeah. nothing fancy going on. I used to go by my name and surname, Dylan Barner.
Okay.
But I felt like name and second name, like you said, it kind of has a natural ring to it. So.
100%, like Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Oh, yeah?
You've actually studied music. Would you say, producing your own music, set you up to fine-tuning your sound, your own sound?
Definitely. I'd say it's quote-unquote drawbacks, because I tend to be quite inefficient because I want to do everything by myself. But the end result is that, you get to sort of personalize every layer of the final production. So getting
to that point, the final production, how long would you say you had a single on our airwaves as well? It tested quite well on the charts, as a matter of fact. Until that when you reach that point where you're ready to release it, how long does that take for you to fine tune the song itself?
I'm pretty terrible with that one. Literally gets to the point where my friends will shout at me
for not
releasing songs that they've heard and are basically done. But the fine tuning can be anywhere from months to, it shouldn't be, but it can even go to years.
Yeah.
But realistically, if I lock in on it and decide I'm going to put this out, it's about a month, I'd say.
So in essence, you got to be absolutely at peace with the song before you let it out into the world.
I try to, but I've got to get better at that. At some point it's done,
You're criticizing yourself all the way. I know the feeling.
Yeah.
Being there, done that. How would you describe your music? The genre?
Genre, I'd say, to keep it basic, just pop and R&B. Sometimes maybe alternative pop, alternative R&B. But I like music that I would say it feels like it's accessible and familiar, but at the same time unique. You've got to find a way to sort of blend those two things, which can be really difficult. But once you find that balance, something feels really good about it. So that's what I aim to do in the way I write my songs.
If I could throw out a few artists out there that you draw inspiration from, maybe one or two artists, who would you say?
It changes all the time.
Okay.
But I'd say the core artists that maybe got me started and I still keep going back to.
Yeah.
I'd say from a songwriting perspective and building your songs on guitar, John Mayer, huge for me.
Yes.
From a performance perspective, Michael Jackson, huge for me.
Yeah.
And then more recently, probably Ed Sheeran, also again from a songwriting perspective. Yeah, there's a couple, but it keeps changing. Usually just whatever sound I'm into is what inspires whatever I'm currently working on.
Excellent. We are featuring your new single. You've been working quite hard on this one. It's called Lean On My Love. Tell us more about this single.
What it's about, I guess, not really that deep. It's about how naturally we tend to want to lean only on ourselves. We get a little bit prideful. We want to handle everything by ourselves. Yes. But you have people around you that are willing to help if you just let them in on what it is you're dealing with, whatever it may be. It was actually inspired by Spider-Man. The hero that likes to keep everything to himself when he's got his Aunt May, he's got his friends, whoever he wants to talk to, and he, tries to keep everything to himself to protect everybody or whatever the case may be. But ultimately, he always ends up leaning on somebody and he's literally a superhero. So.
Yeah. Who's your favorite Spider-Man?
Oh, gosh.
The first one.
It's got to be the GOAT, Tobey Maguire.
Yeah,
it's got to be the GOAT. I literally saw Tom Holland Spider-Man last night. Great movie.
I watched it as well, yeah.
Yeah, great movie, but Tobey's the GOAT for me.
Yeah, can't wait for the new one. Out this week sometime, if I'm not mistaken.
The new one is out right now. I saw it last night.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was watching the old. Probably
the old new one.
The old new one, yeah.
Nice.
All right. How can we get hold of your music? How do we get hold of you? Do you have a social media footprint?
Okay. So mostly active on Instagram. So that will be It's Dylan John. So ITSDILLON. John. JOHN. Mostly active on Instagram. And then in terms of where you can find my music, literally anywhere where you stream your music, you should be able to find me.
Are you currently working on anything else aside from this one?
Yes.
Can we expect?
I've got an archive of things that I need to release first.
Yes.
And then I'll probably start working on some new stuff as well.
We can't wait for that full-scale album.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go a country on the Friday Music Club. Dylan John with his latest single called Lean On My Love. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Confidence in the world that can hold them steady. Humans are love dependent. Lean on mine, I lean on yours. If the gas is set, it come on.
Oh, baby, you wipe the tears from your eyes when it gets tough.
From algoafm.co.za.